And welcome into a new episode of American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Radio Network. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Thanks for joining us here today. Let's take a look at news headlines. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley says the only option to move forward with a bill to reform cattle markets is through the Farm Bill. Grassley has long supported legislation such as the Cattle Price Discovery and Transparency Act. However, he says the Farm Bill is the only option for the legislation.
It's something that we would try to do if we had markup in the Senate Ag Committee. It's something I would try to do. But since we aren't having that markup, that's out of question. We'll never get that bill up separately.
Grassley says it is important legislation for family farmers.
It's an important enough thing. You're talking about breaking up the monopoly of the big four meat packers and what they're doing to the family farmer, making it difficult to market on a fair basis, it's very important from an antitrust standpoint that we do things like that.
And once again, that is Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Well, there is concern across parts of the Corn Belt that some of the nitrogen applied as anhydrous ammonia last fall was lost during the warm winter. Emerson Nafziger, University of Illinois Extension Emeritus Agronomist, says despite the higher temps, that's probably not the case.
We do know that warm, wet conditions are good for denitrification. It's just that denitrification is a phenomenon in more poorly drained soils or poorly drained parts of fields where water stands and they get saturated, and that's when the microbes that like saturated conditions can go to town and sort of denitrify or convert it back to nitrogen gas. We think that's very rare. Remember that our winter up to this last few weeks has been considerably drier than normal. Its temperature was above normal, but when the soil is relatively dry, we don't worry very much about any form of nitrogen loss. And our tiles were not running very vigorously through the winter, if at all. And this last rainfall is going to trigger some tile flow.
He says the time to watch closely for denitrification is in June.
You know, our time when we really worry about nitrogen loss by denitrification of saturated soils is basically in June, when the soils are warm enough for that biological process to take place. So I think we can relax about it. We'll sort of keep watching it. If we get conditions in June that are like the conditions in 2015 were, where it rained 10 inches in the month, then we might revisit this. But I think for right now, we can count on that nitrogen from last fall being there and just proceed accordingly.
That's Emerson Nafziger of the University of Illinois. Well, USDA has confirmed an outbreak of highly pathogenic avian influenza in dairy cattle in many states across the country. Dr. Beth Thompson, South Dakota State veterinarian, talks about a number of the common signs of infection that producers need to watch for.
So it's decreased milk production, abnormal milk, and the cow might dry off early. There might be a fever. The cow is going to have a decreased feed consumption. Her rumen's going to slow down. Well, she's not eating, so her rumen's going to slow down. And then on the back end, so to speak, she's going to have either diarrhea or a change in the manure consistency. There have been a few talk about maybe a nasal discharge, but this virus in dairy doesn't seem to be causing respiratory issues. The virus is really going for the mammary tissue, and we're finding it in the milk.
The onset of the disease seems to happen quickly. The good news is that HPAI can be treated and so far hasn't caused large numbers of cattle to die after infection.
My understanding, I haven't seen the data, but it can be treated. Dairies, they've got hands-on, eyes-on dairy cattle every day a couple of times when they come through the milking parlor. So generally speaking, the dairy will pull her off and put her in the sick pen, give her supportive care, give her fluids, make sure she's eating, maybe give her some boluses. She'll come back around a couple weeks, a little bit more, she'll come back. It's my understanding that these dairy cows, for the most part, are coming back into production. There have been a few mortalities, but nothing significant at all.
That's good news when you compare it to the devastation the disease wreaks on poultry farms. While it's not completely surprising, it's not often a virus will jump between species.
It's not all that common, but we are talking about influenza, and that's a virus. Viruses are smart. They will adapt if they don't find enough hosts or their host isn't providing a home for them. Viruses will get into a host and then start replicating. That's what viruses do. Now, why this virus is now being found in dairy, I go down the road of we've got so much environmental contamination out there with the wild waterfowl and other wildlife.
She says protecting dairy herds from wild birds can be a big challenge.
I think, you know, the last 3 years with our poultry farmers dealing with that conundrum of how to keep anything to do with wild birds from entering into their barns. Same is really true of dairies, and they're much more open, especially up here in the Dakotas, Minnesota, and places. It's hard to keep wild birds away from any of the domestic animals. Cleaning up feed spills, making sure there's no ponds around that the wild birds might congregate around. Just a couple of the examples of things that farmers can be doing.
And again, that's South Dakota State veterinarian Beth Thompson. Well, this past week, six of the nation's major commodity groups sent a letter to the U.S. International Trade Commission encouraging it to vote no in advancing a petition from Corteva Agriscience. The petition asks ITC to place anti-dumping and countervailing duties on imports of the herbicide 2,4-D shipped from India and China. The letter says if the case continues beyond the preliminary stage, farmers across the country could soon find it difficult to access critical supplies. The letter says, quote, Corteva is the only U.S. supplier of 2,4-D. To put it simply, America's farmers cannot rely on a sole domestic supplier of 2,4-D to meet nearly all of the market's needs, which cannot fully be met without imports, end quote. Now, duties on 2,4-D imports from the two countries would intensify an already difficult period for many growers as key input costs continue to rise. The USDA is projecting record high farm production cash expenses for 2024. CNH Industrial plans to lay off over 200 employees at its Racine, Wisconsin facility and shift that work to Mexico. That's according to a statement from Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin. CNH Industrial, a manufacturer of agricultural equipment, intends to reduce costs by $150 million as part of a company-wide reorganization. Baldwin wrote in a letter to Scott Wine, CEO of CNH Industrial, quote, agricultural machinery has been made in Racine for over 175 years and made Case New Holland into an international manufacturing powerhouse. Moving production to Mexico is a slap in the face to the workers who have given so much, and it would destroy the institutional knowledge that your workforce has developed over decades, end quote. Now, over 1,000 United Auto Workers members ratified a new contract with CNH in January of 2023 after a strike lasted over 260 days. Baldwin questioned if this round of layoffs was retribution following the UAW strike. We're out of time on American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Radio Network. I'm Jesse Allen, wishing you a great rest of your day.